Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, meantime, we got Megsplaining with Megan Onilini.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Megsplaining.
Megsplaining.
Jones, I know your answer to this, so I'm going to start with Arcan. Arcan, have you ever been to Coachella?
No, not Coachella. I've been to other smaller music festivals.
Have you
never
ever tried to go to Coachella?
No.
Yeah, I never really had any desire.
I'm not a 25-year-old Instagram model, so no. That's why I've not gone to Coachella.
I mean, I think that there's like
have you gone to any music
wide
festivals?
Range. The only, I don't think it even counts. I went to the Boston Calling one back when it was still at City Hall.
That counts.
I also,
that's a festival.
I understand what Mego's saying.
It's not a real festival.
It's not like a multi-day.
I took an Uber from my apartment, and then I like went to my friend's
Boston
apartment.
Calling's multi-day.
No, but I don't think it was then when it was open as a government center.
Yeah, I think it might have still been 2 days.
Okay, well, then I take that back. But, like, you're right on the line. I know what you're saying. Where that's
it's not like Bonnaroo or, like,
yeah,
know,
where you're staying in a tent at Bonnaroo or you're staying in a house at Coachella.
Other level that we're going to get to. Yeah. I wanted to talk about Coachella because, first of all, like, I'm so out of it. I don't even know who some of these acts are. But, like, I could not name a Grimes song. All I know is she used to be with the Twitter guy,
that's
right?
She couldn't play a song.
That's all anybody knows. She was with Musk. Yeah, that's it.
She was with Musk.
Does anybody else know anything else about Grimes?
Mama, I think, right?
Yeah.
So is she a DJ? What is her act? Does she sing?
She was married or dated Musk. That's all I know. I don't know anything else about her.
I probably sound like a dinosaur. I have no idea. But what I can tell you is whatever she was trying to do at Coachella, she was not able to do. And she was blaming it on technical difficulties. So, Ryan, can we get the cut of Grimes? Apparently, her tracks were all sped up is what she was saying. And she kept blaming it on her inability to do math in real time, which I do sympathize with. But I don't really understand how it relates to her performing in front of this giant, giant audience at the Coachella Music Festival.
I'm going to handle this. All right. Let's try this again. Y'all, don't judge me for being bad at calculating things.
Okay. No, we will.
How about being bad at music?
Hello?
Yeah.
Anything on?
You know what? Being bad at math is not a sin. What the f***? That time that was actually me.
So
I'm being told by the Twitch chat that her song Oblivion is a banger is what I'm being told.
I probably would know it if I heard it, but I definitely don't know what that sounds like off the top of my head. I'm going to give myself the benefit of the doubt that I would know it if I heard it, but I definitely don't know it. Apparently that went on for like 10 minutes and it wasn't even the worst thing that happened there. Did you guys hear about the Blur performance?
I did. I saw the video of it.
Okay. So you all know like the band Blur because they have the song. Mm-hmm. Woohoo! Yeah. Like that's what we know.
Yeah. The guy from Gorillaz. Yeah.
Okay, so they were performing at Coachella, and apparently the crowd was extremely not into it to the point that they were holding the microphone out and trying to be like, hey, sing back, and it was just silent.
No one knew the words. Nothing. But I mean, Blur is kind of an old band to
you
be playing
think?
At Coachella, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, do you think these kids are going to know all the words to Blur? I don't know.
They were old when I was in my early 20s.
Is Blur any older than Will Smith? Will Smith was there.
Will Smith was there?
Yeah. I assume he came out and did Men in Black.
No.
I assume this is what we were talking about. We were talking about Coachella. I assume we were talking about Will Smith playing Coachella.
Will Smith's songs are a little more easy to sing along to than Blur's.
Definitely have more of an ironic shelf life.
Okay, but we're talking about something different then. You just said old. I mean, Blur's no older than Will Smith, I don't think.
Okay, so this is how the end of the Blur set went.
One Blur song. I don't know this.
I like this one. You'll never see us again, so you might as well sing it.
He said, you'll never see us again, so you might as well effing sing along.
Play Clint Eastwood!
Not very happy.
Yeah, if you play some Gorillaz songs, I would know. I think I know one Blur song. I think I only know the one. Song. What's it called? Song
you
number two or something like that? Yeah,
Yoo-hoo is what I call it. Or Woo-hoo, whatever it is. The Hoo-hoo song.
Now you sound like a dinosaur.
I think I only know like three Gorillaz songs.
I probably know more than
another one with Del.
Blur song.
That's a good one.
Anyway, Arcan.
You already just did there?
This is not a segment.
You already just did?
Blur.
I know the song with Del.
Yeah.
Del.
No. It sounds awful.
Hip hop.
Like, turn it off. Ugh. My ears are bleeding. Okay, so Arcan, what festivals have you gone to? Because, again, like I said, I don't think I've ever been to a real one, and I never have had a desire to be like, oh, my God, I got to get my tickets for that festival weekend. That's going to be so awesome.
Okay, I've been to the Rock the Bells Festival, which was sort of this, like, touring thing, and it was, like, 06 or 07, and I saw him at Red Rocks, which was great.
Who was it? Who was it?
That was, like, a big rap tour. No, it was, like, Wu-Tang, Nas and Damian Marley, the guys from...
Del
was not there, unfortunately. That would have been cool if he was.
The Funky Homo Sapien wasn't there.
The Funky Homo Sapien was not there. It was not his tour. But, yeah, I was at that one. I was at a couple of, like, smaller tours. I don't know if they count as, like, festivals. But, like, in high school, I went to Smoking Grooves.
Oh, I went to Warped Tour for a couple years.
Yeah, I went to Warped Tour 1 year. I went to the River Rave 1 year.
Is that a music festival?
Yes, Warped Tour is a music festival.
But it's not. I guess I thought a music festival, first of all, I did that when I was, like, 15. But I think that I thought that
that's
you kind of had
20 plus years ago. Yeah.
You had to stay overnight for it to be like a proper music festival. Like it has to be a multi-day thing. Warped Tour is just one day.
I don't know
when
don't
it
know.
Existed.
I gotta be honest.
River Rave was just one day.
I've never been
to
anything.
River Rave count as a festival?
I would count all if you tour with like 18
yeah, it's
bands.
It's really about the amount
it's
of acts.
That's
yeah,
a
right?
festival.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I think
it's
that makes it more of a festival.
It.
Yeah.
Okay, which one sounds worse to you? Because these are the two out of all of them. I mean, I think there's a lot of electric, like house music ones that sound like a nightmare to me because I don't like drugs. These two sound like Liar. The worst to me, though, because you know everyone there smells so bad, and I think you have to camp at both of them.
Okay.
Bonnaroo. Uh-huh. And do you guys know what Weekender at the Gorge is?
No.
Weekender at
I know
the,
what the
Gorge
is, but I don't know this thing.
Is the Gorge is in Washington State.
Yeah.
And Weekender is when the biggest Dave Matthews Band fans in the entire U.S. all descend at the end of summer on the Gorge.
Oh, you think that
and they camp
bad?
Out there and they
so
just.
So is this a Dave Matthews Festival?
It's a Dave Matthews Band Festival that goes on all weekend. And they do it every year.
The Gorge is where you throw your empty cans when you're done with them, I thought. That was a good joke.
Bonnaroo is not like a hippie thing. Like Kanye West played at Bonnaroo.
I was going to say,
well,
doesn't
Kanye West played everywhere, but
right,
Bonnaroo
but I'm saying, it's
is
not like
definite,
a hippie,
yeah,
but a hippie
you
weekend.
You camp there, though.
Okay, but,
you camp there, yeah.
But could I be, depending on...
You're making
on,
it seem like it's a bunch of smelly hippies.
Yeah, like to
I
me...
I think it is pretty smelly if you're camping there.
I mean, I guess. It's like a, you know... I don't think any... These are all very commercialized now. I mean, I'm sure Bonnaroo, you know...
I go to Bonnaroo if I could get, like, an RV.
Yeah, I mean,
like
to me...
Like a sick RV.
To me, if I would be dragged to any music festival...
Then
the
you're
only,
not even camping.
Yeah, whatever.
The only stipulation would be... No, Arcan loves RVs. We've covered this.
Love RVs.
Oh, yeah.
The only stipulation would be who the acts are. Like, do I want to see the acts? That'd be my only stipulation. But I wouldn't... you couldn't drag me out of the house
but
to go to any of this.
Most of these, as you said, like, a lot of them are very commercialized, so it's... It's going to be a broad range of acts, and I feel like even the best ones, it'll end up being 25%, 30% acts that I'd want to see, and the rest of it just me being pissed off that I'm stuck camping somewhere. I don't like camping.
Twitch chat is saying, Arcan, you're wrong. It is a hippie show now.
Bonnaroo's a hippie show now?
I think it's been a hippie show for a while. I know Kanye West played like all of these. He played Coachella a while ago, mm-hmm. but I think Bonnaroo is the one that's supposed to be the most hippie-ish.
That may be now. I remember when I had friends who used to go to Bonnaroo, I remember there was like cool acts there. So I don't know. Maybe it's different now.
I mean, you can be hippie-ish and have cool acts.
I guess, yeah, but.
So I don't get. So what music festival do you want to go to?
Yeah, I don't want to go to any, but okay. I'm just like completely
but there are
confounded
some that you're especially
by,
out on.
What's
the one
know,
in Marshfield? Like, that one's pretty good. What the hell is
one
it
in Marshfield?
Yeah, there's a festival in Marshfield every year.
Do you know how much Coachella costs?
Oh,
just the tickets
I have no idea.
$1,000.
$599 for general admission.
Okay.
And then if you want anything above that, it starts at
$1,000.
Yeah,
so if you want to use, like, outhouses with, you know, people crapping everywhere, it's $599. But
exactly.
If you want, like, actual, like, real access, you're paying upwards of thousands of dollars to go to Coachella. Never mind for a house and everything else. This is for a ticket.
Would you rather, if you had to, be at Coachella or be at the Burning Man?
Coachella, definitely.
Yeah, not even close. Burning Man?
Burning Man scares me a lot.
That sounds...
Now, that's smelly. Burning Man, that's a smelly desert nightmare, I would say. I would much rather go to Coachella, just on the strength of the Instagram models.
Aren't they doing, like, stupid art and stuff at Burning Man? Like, no chance
Burning
am I going
Man
to that.
Is, they, like, establish their own money system.
Yeah, that sounds awful. That's Burning no chance. That's Man, the like, that's the worst one. How is that not on your list for worst ones?
Well, it's not a music festival. It's, like, a weird festival.
People got stuck at Burning Man last summer.
Yeah,
so I think
they
I'd
got trout foot.
Yeah, because of the mud. They
or trench
get out.
Foot is
yeah.
what it's called. Trench foot. Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of trench foot, yeah.
And trench mouth?
Trench mouth I've not heard
my
of.
Friend,
is that a real thing?
Yeah,
trench
it's how George Washington died. He got like a big ulcer in his throat.
That's,
and
why,
that's
why he had wooden teeth.
Really my friend got one from a fish festival. My friend went to a fish festival and he got trench mouth and he had to go to the hospital and they had to like sever a boil in his throat and they said this is how George Washington died.
Ooh.
What, are you looking it up?
No, I'm just
thinking, trench Anastasio
like
mouth.
Having something in your throat popped just sounds like a terrible time.
Yeah, and a lot of stuff came out of it. And that's what you get for going to music festivals. That's the lesson from Meg Swain.
The festival in Marshfield, by the way, is called Levitate, and Sublime is playing it this year.
Mm. But not really.
It's yeah. Sublime with really the kid, with the Sublime. Son. It's the son of the guy who died. Yeah.
Oh, that's more
Bradley's,
interesting.
Bradley's son.
Bradley
he just
Noel
played at Coachella,
son?
Too, I think.
They're not doing Sublime with Romy Gonzalez anymore?
No, Romy.
Yeah, I see. I thought, so it's his kid that's now touring with Sublime?
Yes.
I didn't know
How
that.
Old is his kid?
I do not know.
I'd like to see Foo Fighters with
Taylor Hall.
Yeah, Taylor yeah. Hall's son. Uh-huh. That's quite inspiring.
Taylor Hall?
Hawkins. What's his name?
Taylor Hall's Hawkins. Son is in the Foo Fighters now? That's amazing.
Sorry.
I don't
want to
play
out.
Hockey, Dad.
But also, yeah. Taylor Hall's
I love
very,
the music, Dad.
I'd imagine
yeah,
his,
Dad. You choke all the time in the playoffs. I don't want that kind of pressure, Dad.
I'd imagine his son is very young to be playing the drums, if he had one.
All right, there you go. Burning Man sounds like that's my nightmare. Bartering for things and people doing stupid naked art everywhere, that sounds terrible.
Are we all going to Levitate? Do we just agree? Go check out Sublime.
Down
in Marshfield.
I'm only going,
I got family on the South Shore.
I'm only going if Jones wears a skimpy outfit where he has those bosoms out.
All right. And we're renting an RV.
Yeah, Burning Man, those things would be out and about. Anyway, that's,
got a little crocheted bikini top
I got
on.
Your barter system right here. Unzips.
You guys like the party or what?
All right, that's Meg's playing with Megan Hoffelini.
Sure was.
We'll wrap things up with Bet Roulette, some picks for tonight next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.